This is Doc Kirby for WTBF. We're talking to Sharon Gless, renowned actress whose first book, apparently there were complaints, is now available from Simon & Schuster.
Hi, Doc.
It's so great to talk to you.
You're in Troy, Alabama.
Right. Down
there. Never been there.
Oh, it's in the deep south. We're about to have thunderstorms today. So it's always, it's barely winter here. I want to say that I read your book over the weekend, enjoyed it very much. My wife and I, big fans of yours from Cagney and Lacey and from Burn Notice. We were so tickled when we saw you in the show.
Thanks, Doc. I've been blessed.
There are three people that were probably the most influential in your life, just from an outsider looking in and reading your book. And one of them was kind of tough on you, and the other one was your friend, and the other one, and the third one is your husband. You want to talk to us a little about your grandmother, Grimmy?
Grimmy was my maternal grandmother. She had 17 grandchildren. I was her favorite, she told me later in my life. But being her favorite was very demanding. She held the purse strings. Anyway, she was tough on me. Her husband was a very famous showbiz lawyer. And there was just a certain way that I was raised to conduct myself. And I just sort of had a hard time marching to her drummer,
yeah.
You know. But when I lost her, I was devastated. So sure. She, very, very powerful and very impressive in her own right. But
right.
She was tough.
Yeah. You had an interesting and in some ways really difficult childhood, but I felt a real warmth even through all of the suffering toward your mom and your dad who separated when you were little and your brothers that you loved. And the most important person that you knew professionally was Monique James, right?
Right. She was the woman who I was sent to. I was in a play that only ran two nights. We didn't charge anybody. They sat on folding chairs, but somebody was in the audience. Someone was in the audience from Universal Studios, and I made a mistake on stage, accidentally, and it brought down the house. I didn't know how to recover, but there was a man from Universal Studios in the audience, and he called me at my desk the next day when I was the secretary and said he wanted me to meet John Cassavetes. He said I'd be perfectly in his new film, and he wanted me to meet Monique James, the head of their talent department. And my exact quote was, okay, cut the bull. Who is this? I thought it was a friend of mine.
Right.
And he said, I understand you being skeptical. Why don't I have Miss James call you? She was very famous in Hollywood. And she did call me. And I went in and I met with her, and she asked me to prepare a scene. I did. And she signed me the night I read for her. And I was there 10 years, Doc. 10 years. I'm the oldest, the longest living contract player in the history of Hollywood. I'm the last one.
One of the things that I thought was really neat was that you were offered the role of Christine Cagney three times, and you turned it down the first two times. And part of the reason that you reconsidered was that you were in a movie with Michael Douglas and ask his opinion.
See, what he said was, he said, have you ever heard of the streets of San Francisco? And I said, of course. He said, enough said. Take yeah. Cagney and Lacey.
Yeah.
But I thought, being in a feature with Michael Douglas and playing his wife, boy, I'm going to be in the movies. And anyway, it didn't turn out that I did. I did do a few movies.
Right.
But television has been good to me, and that's where I've spent my entire career.
Yeah.
Well, you've been good to Ed, too. Multiple Emmy Award winners, multiple nominations. Everywhere you went, you created memorable characters.
Thank you. Thanks, Doc.
And you met your husband doing Cagney and Lacey as well.
That's right. And I didn't like him at first. and I told Monique James, when I left Universal, she left with me and became my manager.
Right.
And she wanted me to do Cagney and Lacey. And I said, well, I don't like the guy with the beard. That's when it became my husband. So I did do Cagney and Lacey, and it was the first drama starring two women. It changed the history of television for women. As I said, I've been the best judge of material, but when I listen to those smarter than I am, it works.
I love the fact that you and Tyne Daly worked so hard together to make your characters distinct from each other, because the original interpretation was two women that were almost the same kind of person, and that over time would not have really worked very well.
No, and I'm sure it wasn't the writer's intention initially, but that was the problem. They were too similar. So when they brought me in, I was now the third Cagney, and there was a lot of pressure on me.
I can imagine.
Because if it didn't work with time in me, then the possibilities of the show ever existing would be over. And there'd never been a show starring two women in a drama. For some reason, actors cannot take credit for chemistry. I don't believe they can. But the person who put them together can.
Yeah.
And Barney saw something that would work with Tyne and me, and thanks to Tyne Daly's generosity in welcoming me, because I'm not what she had in mind. She liked her last Gagne. You know? But she welcomed me with open arms and knew that a lot was riding on this chemistry between us. And it did. It did, Doc. I grew into that character, and I'm sure there are complaints along the way. Actually, there were, that I wasn't playing her the way I was supposed to, and I just had to stick to my guns, because this time I knew what I was doing.
Right. That's all the right. Name of Sharon Gless's new book, too. Apparently, there were complaints available now from Simon & Schuster. Thanks very much. I really was thrilled to get a chance to say thank you for the wonderful characters that you've created and shared with us on television.
Oh, bless you. Thanks, Doc. Happy holidays.
Thanks. Take care and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Thank you, Doc.
We've been talking to Sharon Gless, multiple Emmy and Golden Globe winning actress, whose new memoir, apparently, there were complaints, from Simon & Schuster, available online and at bookstores everywhere. For On the Bookshelf, I'm Doc Kirby.